Many years ago, I was listening to Esther Hicks channeling Abraham on the topic of asking your inner being for help. Abraham's message was that we should ask our higher self and guides for assistance more often, and that includes asking for help with even the little things. By the way, whether you are aware of it or not, you have an entire spiritual team available, ready to help you, but you must ask. It is a universal law that your guides cannot interfere in your life and can only assist you if you request that they do so. So in this particular message from Abraham, he said that we're all so busy and we forget that we can ask for support to line things up for us so things get accomplished more quickly and easily. As someone who always has a long to-do list, I was sold on the idea. So I decided to try this with something really mundane. And I can tell you, I was surprised and delighted with what happened next. Welcome to the Abundance Zone, offering you tips and tools for supercharging your ability to attract more of what you desire into your life. Learn how to step into the Abundance Zone and stay there more consistently and watch your life transform. Welcome to episode 30 of the Abundance Zone. So I'd like to tell you the story of what happened when I asked Spirit to assist me with something very little, but important to me nevertheless. At the time, I had a beautiful psychotherapy office in a lovely location. It had lots of windows with abundant natural light and really high ceilings. There was one window that was very high, and I couldn't reach it to keep it clean. After several years, it had gotten very grungy with what looked like spider webs and dirt all around it, and it bothered me a lot. I was determined to have it cleaned. I couldn't do it myself because I didn't have a really tall ladder to use. So I really needed the help of a professional window washer. Now, I was reluctant to call a window washer for two reasons. One is that I had back-to-back clients day and evening. And so that made it hard to schedule somebody to come to wash the window at just the right time. Secondly, I knew that window washers where I lived charged a great deal of money, and I didn't want to pay a fortune to have one little window in my office cleaned. So I asked Spirit to help me with this, and I let it go. This means I stopped thinking about it, and I didn't worry about whether or not it would happen. I just assumed that things probably would happen, and I let it go and focused on other things in the now. About 2 weeks later, I was on a brief lunch break and walked down to my car to go run some errands. And parked right next to my car was a window washing truck. And there were two guys just at that moment putting their ladder back on their truck. I spoke to them, and it turned out they had time right then and there to come up to my office and clean my unreachable window, and they charged me only $5. I gave them a very big tip. It took about 10 minutes of my time at most. What lovely synchronicity! I knew this was Spirit lining things up for me at my request. Oh, and if that wasn't enough, my next session was a brand new client. When I asked her about what she did for a living, she told me, you guessed it, she was a window washer. I'd never before had a window washer for a client in decades of practice. So I knew this wasn't just a coincidence. A couple of things to keep in mind if you decide to try this. Choose something that is easy for you to let go of and not worry about. If you worry or fear that it won't happen, that is what you will attract, your request not being fulfilled. Also, be ready to do your part. to take any actions necessary when guided to do so. For example, I was guided to go talk to the two guys who were putting their ladder back on their truck parked right next to me in the parking lot. At times, you will find that once you've asked for help, things get handled on their own without any intervention on your part. Or, for example, if you need to reach a particular person by phone, you will be prompted from within to make that call at precisely the time when he or she is available to take your call. I urge you to experiment with asking your spiritual team for help with things, both big and small. Ask for help in recognizing the most important thing for you to be doing right now. Ask for clarity before you go to sleep at night if you're faced with a difficult decision and would like greater insight about making the best choice for you. Ask for inspiration before you begin a new project. Ask for support and upliftment when you are feeling down. As you can imagine, there are countless ways your spiritual team can help you if you request their assistance. Give it a try and be prepared to enjoy more magic and miracles in your everyday life. I would love to hear from you. If there's something you would like me to talk about, if you have questions or concerns, please share them with me. I'm available at eve@theabundancezone.net. And if you would like some free guided meditations, sign up for my monthly Abundance Zone newsletter, and you can go to theabundancezone.net in order to sign up. Thank you again for tuning in. Bye.